Calista's annual meeting couldn't be happening at a more pivotal time. The corporation is embroiled in two lawsuits. It was just sued for sexual harassment earlier this week, and it is also in court in a lawsuit against its former chairman, Wayne Dawn. Calista's trying to forcibly remove him from his board seat. Over the past 2 months, Dawn and Calista CEO Andrew Guy have thrown accusations back and forth, and Calista's board members have all picked sides. Today, shareholders will have their first chance to weigh in on the conflict themselves. Calista's current power struggle can be traced back to a sexual harassment complaint in 2017. In the lawsuit she filed on Tuesday, Colorado businesswoman Tiffany Phillips claims she was relentlessly harassed by former Calista executive George Aulituck. She also claims that CEO Andrew Guy mishandled her complaint when she told him about this behavior. Aulituck is an old friend and political ally of Guy's, and he was involved in some questionable business dealings before Calista hired him. According to a memo written by Calista's former human resources director, Aulituck also repeatedly harassed women at Calista while he worked there. Guy has denied that he knew about any of this, but Guy's critics say he definitely did. When Tiffany Phillips told Guy that Aulituck harassed her, he apologized and referred her to another point of contact at Calista. But he didn't report the incident to human resources, even though Calista's code of conduct says that he's supposed to. Guy's critics, which include former chairman Wayne Dawn, say that Guy violated that code to cover for a friend. Guy and his allies say he didn't do anything wrong, and that Dawn is manipulating this story in an attempt to grab power for himself. The two men and their allies have been locked in this power struggle ever since, and Calista's annual meeting may finally end it. Four Calista board members are up for re-election today: Robert Beans, Joanne Werning, Myron Nanning, and Robert Hoffman. Werning, Nanning, and Hoffman are all reliable supporters of former chairman Wayne Dawn, and Robert Beans has reliably been voting with CEO Andrew Guy. So the shareholders who are voting could shift the board's balance of power in Andrew Guy or Wayne Dawn's favor, and that could determine who actually leads the corporation going forward. Many of Calista's shareholders have already voted. The corporation encourages early voting, but all votes will be tallied today. Board seats are not the only issue Calista shareholders are voting on. Constituents will weigh in on whether Calista should form an Alaska Native Settlement Trust, which should enable shareholders to pay a lower rate when the federal government starts taxing their dividends. And if that wasn't enough drama, KYUK has also learned that a group of shareholders will be holding a sit-in at Calista's annual meeting at 10 a.m. today. The group will be protesting the Donlin Gold Mine, which is on land which the Calista Corporation owns. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.